Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW. This is our weekly United Way interview, and today we're joined by Liz Dickey, who works for Health for All. Liz, thanks for being in studio today.
Thank you for having me. We're glad to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about Health for All, kind of inform our listeners what it is that you guys do.
Well, Health for All is a free clinic for the uninsured. So we use voluntary medical providers, nurses, and doctors to provide free medical exams for people who don't have anywhere else to go. And that way we keep them out of our emergency rooms. And at the end of the day, we're saving everyone money. So that's kind of the premise of the clinic.
And where does most of the funding come from for Health for All?
Well, we're very lucky to live in such a generous community. So we have a lot of support from folks like the United Way. We're a partner agency with them. We also have donors and local businesses that help us out, but we don't receive state or federal funding. So it's a huge portion of just local donors in the United Way that are helping fund it.
And so talk a little bit about your relationship with United Way. I mean, it really sounds like Health for All might not even be possible without someone like United Way.
That is absolutely accurate. It really is living united. It's about a lot of individuals coming together to make a collective impact, and that is exactly what they do. They have a committee that goes out to determine what the need is. They have interviewed agencies and found that the uninsured and access to health care is a growing need. And so they determined that we're doing something to help our community and really got behind us and helped fund us. And we can't tell you how grateful we are for that.
Let's talk about Health for All a little bit more. What are some things that you guys are really excited about as of late? Are there any big projects or big kind of things going on within y'all's organization?
Well, we're really just working to see more patients. The need is huge. So obviously we're constantly trying to expand both with volunteers and different services that we provide our patients. We have a fundraiser coming up with No Shave November. So in the next few weeks, people will start seeing more details to raise money for men's health. Then in March, the kind of complimentary bra art for women's health will be coming out. So otherwise, we are always looking for support and volunteers. So that's the biggest thing that we're really focused on right now.
Liz, if someone is interested in volunteering for Health for All, what is their website or a phone number that they can call to get some more information?
Absolutely. They can reach us at 774-4176 or HLTH4ALL.org.
Okay, great. So they can go to that website for more information. What about someone who may have not heard of Health for All and actually thinks that they can use your services for themselves if they're looking for more information on just what is required to be able to use Health for All services?
Well, again, they can call or go to our website, and they can always stop in as well. We're located at the corner of 29th and Broadmoor. We are open most, Monday through Friday and the second Saturday of every month, and they're welcome to stop in or, again, call us at 774-4176.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Health for All or United Way before we let you go?
I just want to say thank you to everyone that supports these organizations and the work that we're doing. It is a huge impact, even if you don't realize your small donation is coming together with a lot of small donations to make a huge difference in people's lives. So please live united and continue to give.
Thanks again to Liz Dickey from Health for All for speaking with us today. Every Monday, you can hear our weekly United Way interview with them or one of the agencies that they work with. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.